Welcome back, Padres Social Hour. Jesse Agler with Mike Grace. Final game of this three-game series in Los Angeles. Padres Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw, Tyson Ross, and covering it for the UT, Dennis Lynn. He joins us now on the Cholula Hotline. Dennis, appreciate it. How are things in Chavez Ravine?
Hey, guys. Right now it's about 75 degrees and sunny, so basically it's San Diego.
All right, there you go. Hey, Southern California, you didn't have to go too far. Joaquin Benoit did some long toss today, maybe a little bit work in the bullpen, reading your Twitter feed here. What's the latest? What's Buddy telling us about the Padre closer?
Yeah, Joaquin did throw a long toss a little before the game, around 3:30. Then he went immediately into a five-minute bullpen session just to get him some throws off the mound. He said he felt good. After that, he actually played catch yesterday for the first time since I think he pitched last Wednesday. So right now it's looking like we will either see him tomorrow, Friday in Arizona. If not Friday, then Saturday. So he's going to avoid that DL stint.
Good stuff there. Kind of on the negative side on the injury front, from what you're hearing on Yonder Alonso, is this more of another kind of freak injury, or is this more of a chronic issue that he's having with his lower arm?
You know, I don't think the Padres are exactly sure, but you go back to last season when he first broke his hand in late May. He was never the same after that. When he came back from that injury, later in the season, his grip strength was reduced, and then he had a soft tissue injury around his wrist. And then after the problems this season, you got to think they're at least loosely related. So, fortunately for Yonder, his season's over, and he's just going to have to prove he can rebuild that strength. He's already had to do it once and didn't go so well. So with Yonder, I guess the jury's still out on whether he can reach his potential. Right now the injuries are keeping him from doing that.
Let's do one more injury update just for fun. Three's a charm.
Yeah.
Everett Cabrera, are we hearing anything there? He joined the team in L.A., right?
Yeah, he's here right now. He's taking grounders on the field as we speak, hitting in the cage. It sounds like he's going to started running for regression on a Monday, so he's not going to be back after the minimum 15 days, but I'm thinking we might see him maybe late next week.
That's good. That's definitely good news. Hey, kind of taking it to the positive side and the offensive run that the team has been on since the All-Star break, what's been the biggest surprise for you as to the offensive success of this team?
I think it's just some of the new guys coming in, Abraham Almonte, young Jervis Solarte, coming in right away and contributing. Obviously, these guys want to play well. They want to, prove they deserve roster spots for next season. But this is a new clubhouse, honestly. A very different clubhouse from earlier this season with all the new faces. And they've gelled pretty quickly on offense, at least, and putting together good at bats. The approach is a lot better than earlier in the season. And again, these are new guys, so it's been interesting to see them come in. A guy like Ryan Liriano, the rookie, coming in, and they've performed well. So I would say just the surprise would be these new guys coming in and really putting together collective good performances right away.
Dennis Lynn covers the Padres for the UT. He's on Twitter at Dennis T. Lynn. Cameron Maben back in the starting lineup tonight. We saw him in the game yesterday coming off the suspension. From what you can tell talking to the other guys on the team, Maben coming back, is it just sort of business as usual, or what's that been like with his return from the suspension?
Yeah, business as usual is a pretty good way to put it. I think they addressed a lot of this stuff even before the suspension was officially handed down, because they were given a couple days notice in advance. And Cameron sat down with his teammates, I think the day right before he was suspended. That was back in Chicago. Explained the situation there. The sense we get here is, they buy his explanation. He's gonna slot in with that outfield. They've got five guys for three spots, but they're going to figure it out by, playing the matchups. But he loves his matchups, so it's going to be interesting to see how they split up the playing time over the rest of the season. And that's actually pretty interesting, because you got Almonte in left, Cameron in center, and primarily Liriano in right field, so that's a lot of speed on the field, so it should be fun to watch.
What's your sense of September call-ups? Who do you think is going to get the call? I know we're looking at Wieland and Erland probably, but anything on the position player side that you're thinking?
You look at what Corey Spangenberg has done since he came back from that second concussion. He's been a really intriguing player. I believe he's one of two players hitting over 300 in the Texas League, so you can't discount what he's done this season and coming back from pretty considerable injury. Had one. So he might be a guy you'll see up here September 1st. So you go back to Jesse Hahn. I think we'll see him in the bullpen. Just, have him wind down his season. A guy like Matt Whistler, he's getting close to what might be kind of a innings limit, so I don't know if we'll see him. But I think Spangenberg would be the main guy to watch. You might see a guy like Aston Asensio. But for right now, it looks like the pitching will carry the day as far as I recall.
Good stuff. Dennis Lynn covers the Padres for the UT on Twitter at Dennis T. Lynn. Hey, man, appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, and enjoy this final night at Dodger Stadium.
Okay.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks a lot. Dennis Lynn on the Cholula Hotline, Cholula Hot Sauce, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. I'm glad he brought up Corey Spangenberg right there because, as he said, he's hitting really well for San Antonio. He's doing a nice job on the offensive side of the ball. However, he is also trying some different things out defensively. Spangenberg, coming into the year, we're like, hey, he's a second baseman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's been playing some outfield this year. He's been playing some third base as of late, a little bit. But he has been playing some third base. And if he kind of excels or gets really comfortable either in the outfield or at third base, that could change a lot of things for this Padre team.
Yeah, it would be really interesting if he could play a good center field. He's a very athletic kid. And to be able to hit 330 in the Texas League, and especially at San Antonio, that's really impressive. I think Corey Brock tweeted that only two other players in the entire league are hitting over 300. So coming off the concussion issues that he had, to be able to step in, to hit with some power, and keep the speed up, that's really encouraging. And you don't know exactly where you want to play Jed Jerko going forward. He might be a third baseman. He might be a second baseman. You don't know how you feel about Cameron Maven in center. Maybe this guy's going to be a center fielder. So having some of that flexibility is good. I would love to see him get here and stick in one spot. Mm-hmm. You don't want him to become another utility player.
Sure.
But having that flexibility when you've got some big leaguers in front of you is going to help you get here and then prove your skills.
Yeah, it's kind of the Reimer-Liriano thing. We like the fact that he's in the lineup every day, that he's playing right field every day, and that they're not doing too much to mess with him. And you'd want to see the same kind of thing with Spangenberg. No guarantee, of course, it'll be in here in September, but it's cool to hear his name being talked about. A guy of a top draft pick very recently may get an opportunity at the big league level sooner than perhaps was expected. All right, we were talking a few minutes ago about that MLB.com head-to-head challenge,
yes.
Right? So we said, Higgins beat Blooper by 8.5 last night.
Right.
And we said, oh, he slaughtered you, Blooper. You didn't tell us that Joycey Joyce beat you by 14.5.
Yeah, two nights ago she
14.5.
Yeah. I was trying to stay away from it.
Yeah, no, obviously you were.
You didn't want that mentioned?
No.
Joycey Joyce on Twitter, that's whatever's worse than a slaughtering is what she did to you.
That's
14.5 points. Way to go, Joycey Joyce. Way to go.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Oh, no, absolutely. She told us by using the hashtag PadresSH on Twitter, remember, you can do the same thing. We'll take a break when we come back. Grace and I talk about some interesting stuff happening around Major League Baseball the last couple of days. The Cubs held on in the TARP game today, by the way. The suspension of the protested, resumed whatever game, the Cubs ended up winning that one 2-1. Other notes from around baseball right after this.